Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The ability to create complex language makes the human species unique. But the question remains, is language the product of culture, or is its expression controlled by the structure of the brain? Florian Jaeger, the Wilmot Assistant Professor of the Sciences at the University of Rochester, explores the link between how we think and how we speak.
Languages across the world share many similarities. But there's a heated debate among linguists and cognitive scientists about the source of these similarities. Some think that cognitive biases predispose human speech towards these similarities. Others think that shared structures found across languages are the result of random accidents of culture, geographic proximity, or distant common origins. To answer this question, we set up an experiment to observe how people learn a new language. We taught native English speakers a novel miniature language. We told them this was an alien language. Study participants had to figure out the structure of the language by watching a series of videos and listening to descriptions of the actions in the new language. For example, they might see cartoons of an alien chef hugging an alien cowgirl accompanied by the following sound clip.
Glim, Clarman, Ka, Daff.
After enough examples, separated over just 4 days, most participants learned to understand the alien language and were able to speak it. Crucially, however, they changed the language, and these changes were not random. We had intentionally created little deficiencies in the language, but participants removed those deficiencies and remarkably ended up speaking a version of alienese that was better suited for efficient information transfer than the input they received. Specifically, we found that learners preferred an efficient balance between clarity and brevity. It thus seems like our brain is indeed biased towards languages with certain properties and that efficient information transfer is one of them.
That was Florian Jaeger of the University of Rochester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.